Sunshine. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday morning meditation. I'm your host, Maria Wall. How is everyone on this beautiful early, or late in some cases, Sunday morning, or as some may view it, they're about to go to bed. So how was your week last week? Did you accomplish something? Did you smile at a stranger? Did you pay and pray it forward? And when I ask that, did you pray and pay it forward without any expectation of any accolades or recognition? Because that brings us to our topic of discussion for this week. It's not about what we expect from people when we do kind things to and for them. It's about saying or acknowledging a simple thank you. Just a simple thank you. Before we get started, I hope you're all sitting back, lying back in your favorite easy chair. You're all comfy in bed, but wherever you are, you've taken that load off and you're prepared to close your eyes and simply relax for a while. Listen to my voice. Let me guide you through our Sunday morning meditation. This is just 15 to 30 minutes, sometimes it runs a little longer, of stress relief and release. The whole premise for Healing Through Hurt and the Sunday morning meditation is to shed light on things that many people tend to sweep under the rug or make pretend like they don't see it because they put blinders on. I'm not a preacher. I don't profess to be one. But I grew up in a very, very strong family that had major ties in the church. I've made mistakes. I've asked for forgiveness. And there are nights when I get on my knees or I'm lying in bed and I simply thank God for just allowing me to be. I do not ask for anything. I simply say, God, tonight I just want to say thank you. Yeah, I'm at the lowest point that I've been in my life. I don't seem to be able to move anywhere with this economy. But you know what? I'm still standing. That tells me that I still do have a chance to move forward. When you're at rock bottom, you have nowhere to go but up. I thank God for giving me another day. And many of you know I was at death's door back in January. And God told me that it wasn't my time. And now I'm back. So, I thank him for allowing me to continue this journey. Because I know that my job is not done. And yours is not either. For those of you who have discovered why you were born on this earth, we have a job to do. And many of us will never get any accolade or recognition. You know, I do seminars in business. One thing about a leader is that I do not need to be at the front of the pack. I create other leaders. I create people who have the potential to exceed my expectations and my achievements. So many of us don't do that. We have a crab pot mentality. Some of these people never say a simple thank you. They get what they need and they move on, and then they try to destroy the master. A few weeks ago, we talked about the circle of completion and karma. What goes around comes around. And if we're doing things with the expectation of some type of a reward, then we're doing them for all the wrong reasons. But today, our topic is a simple thank you. So close your eyes, relax. Breathe at your own pace, but let it all go. And just listen to my words. Welcome to our guest in the call query. And I just opened up the chat room. So welcome to our guest in the chat room. Guest 59, good morning to you. Thank you for joining me here on Healing Through Her Talk Radio Sunday Morning Meditation. See how simple that is to say thank you. If I have one guest in the chat room, I have 100 guests in the chat room. I thank you because you're here and you've supported me for the whole show, part of the show, or a few seconds of the show. You were here. Thank you. And to our guest in the call query, thank you for being here, for chiming in and listening. And if you would ever like to leave a message or you want to say a special thank you to someone, our number is 646-478-4726. I'm going to open up the lines before the end of the show so that you can give someone a thank you, whether it was a stranger on the street who you were so busy you didn't even say thank you when they did something nice for you, whether it was picking up your groceries when your bag broke or holding the door open when you had a load in your arm. Today is that day to say thank you if you choose to do so. So our lines will be opening before the end of the show, 646-478-4726. And as always, our opening music was from the Tai Chi CD, Music for Relaxation, from one of my favorite artists, Thomas Walker. That was the Tai Chi CD. And before our show ends, today we're listening to the Stress Relief CD, and it's Music for Your Mind, Body, and Spirit. It's from the Wellness for Women series. But of course, everyone can enjoy the music. And I hope that you do. You know, as I was looking over my latest book, Silent Noise Lip Service, I noticed that I had a piece about forgiveness. But I didn't really have a piece that was dedicated to thanks totally. And then I thought about it and I said, you know, some things are better left said and not necessarily in writing. So what I did, I said, you know, some people feel as though if someone does something for them and they did not ask them to do it, they're not obligated to say thank you. Many people feel that way because we live in this me first world, and so many of us have this sense of entitlement. You know, thanks is such a two-way in most people's lives. Most people do things because they expect to be recognized. They want their thanks and their accolades. Other people feel entitled. I didn't ask you to hold open that door. I would have gotten it done regardless. And they don't feel as though they need to say thank you. But we should learn how to say thank you in every aspect of our lives. The same way that we don't jump on our knees and start praying to God until something really tragic happens, we should say thank you for all of the small things in life, because everything positive that we do and we emit, we attract something positive. What I did do in my book, in my acknowledgement section, I wrote to all the people who encouraged, enlightened, and uplifted me. I thank you for believing in me when I did not believe in myself. But I went a step further, ladies and gentlemen. And I also wrote, and to the people who mistreated me with intent, I want to thank you so much for being you. Your negative energy became my positive force. And then in parentheses, I wrote the word smile. Needless to say, some people who have wronged me did not want to read that, and they got an interesting attitude. But you know what? We have to be grateful and thankful for all aspects of our lives, all experiences. I was talking to a new colleague and network partner just yesterday. And one thing that she and I were really on the same page about, it was many things, but this is one of the things that I've discovered. If you've ever been through any bout with domestic violence, no one understands you like someone who has also walked through that type of fire. Our circumstances may not have been identical, but the end is the same. And so many people don't understand. When I come on this show or I hear other people who are thankful for what they have gone through, because that is a great lesson learned in many cases. And for that, we take that lesson and it helps us to become better. Had I not gone through that bout with my narcissistic sociopath ex-husband, I wouldn't be here talking to you. I would still be on my other life's path. And believe you me, that was a wonderful place to be. I had a thriving business. I was successful. I was still helping people. But in the same breath, it was tiresome and unfulfilling. A lot of late hours, always on the go, dealing with hateful people, people who don't want you to have anything, people who live in the crab pot mentality. Then I married the wrong man. And in a short period of time, everything that I knew was no more. So now I'm on a different path. I have a different destiny. And this time, I'm doing something that I feel in my soul that I was born on this earth to do. So I'm walking the path that my destiny has for me. So again, If someone holds the door open for you, don't be so busy and caught up in yourself that you can't say thanks or thank you. That means the world to some people. I'm still shocked and amazed when someone smiles and says thank you to me. How often are we sitting at an intersection or something, and you're the front car, and you're waiting to get out of traffic, and someone slows down and waves you out, and you speed out. You don't even waste your time to wave at the person. You don't do anything. And you just keep on your busy day, hustling and bustling. How often have you needed help with something? And someone, a total stranger, offered to help. And then that's it. You're done with them. You walk off. You do whatever. You go on. Think about it. And I know some people listening to my voice right now, you're thinking about when you've done that last. Or in some cases, you're thinking about how many people have done that to you. And to me, some of the most annoying people are the people that say, I didn't ask you to do it. I don't need to thank you for that. You did it on your own. And, you know, and they have this posture of head swinging and they get very defensive because deep down inside, they know that that's wrong. We're human beings. We're supposed to be the highest in the food chain. And how many times on social media do you see animals giving each other more respect? Animals who should be natural predators who give each other respect, who show each other love. Yet we as the highest living organism in the food chain, we step all over each other. We've lost our human kindness. We've lost it. Say thank you to your children. Say thank you to your spouse, to your significant other. They say have a good day. Thank you, you too. Oh, don't worry, honey. I'll get that for you. Thanks. It doesn't hurt. And Lord knows, I don't know about you, but every time I show that appreciation, something happens within me and I feel so much better. I don't know why. I just know that it works. I've had some very, very nasty people in my lives throughout my life. Some I've kept silent about my entire life. I'm speaking out now, but in the same breath. Part of that is stories for another day, but I thank them for being who they are because they taught me lessons no other experience would have given me or shown me. You have to thank, give a simple thanks for the good and the bad. For so many people, when the bad comes, they choose to lie down and become a victim or have others fight their battles. Be thankful for that lesson. Every setback is a lesson. People do not get to be successful by giving up. They take that setback. They take that, what most view as a failure. They look at it as a lesson. Okay, that didn't work. Matter of fact, that failed terribly. So we can't do that. And then you erase that part of the plan and you try something new. So you have to be thankful for every aspect of your life. When you are sitting here, lying back, lying down, sitting back, eyes closed, in your comfortable chair, in your warm bed with a roof over your head, and then you're going to get up and go and get some breakfast, be thankful. I just had one of my colleagues tell me she received notice that she'll be losing her job in a few more weeks. In this economy, it's hard to be replaced by anything. So many of us are overqualified and underpaid. I just read an article the other day with all the college grads coming out working in minimum wage jobs. It's not there. We have a government that's broken, that refuses to work together. They're getting paid. And although I find what our president did, giving back a little small portion of his pay, admirable, but until he gives back 50%, I'm sorry, I wasn't that impressed. It was nice, kind gesture. He'll lose about 1,000 and blah, blah, blah. That's nothing to someone who makes a $400,000 salary. And so many people want to jump on that. I'm just stating a fact. Doesn't care who it was, what color he is. Congress, everyone needs to give back something. Put it in a fund. And not give it to these branded nonprofits where the CEOs are making seven figures themselves. Send it back to the people. If they can find ways to make such a mess of our country, they can find a way to help the people who need it the most. So just remember, you have a job to go to. You have a roof over your head. You have electricity. You have heat. You have AC. You have food in your kitchen and in your pantries. When this show is over, even now, just say thank you. Thank you, Mother Earth, for even having soil that can produce such wonderful fruits and vegetables and all types of staples. Thank you, God, for letting me be able to pay bills and take care of my family or take care of myself. Say thank you. That's a positive, positive energy and force that you're emitting. And when you emit positive, guess what? You attract positive. Just remember, this is a gift. This is not an entitlement. So many people are living on top of the world. Like they say, money isn't everything. You know, so many people who think that they have money and they can buy whatever they want, but it can't buy them an extended life, happiness, or health. Some things money cannot buy. But for those of us that do not have it, we're equally as rich in our gratitude, which is something that so many people who think that they have it all because they have money are poor in. They do not have it. They're so far up the food chain, they feel entitled. So gratitude has no place in their life. Then they hire people to make them more wealthy because that's what they're supposed to do. Because they think that they're above it all. They're above reproach. But try it. Just say it to a stranger or wish that stranger well. You'd be surprised. You know, a lot of times I'm out, and some people say that when I'm in deep thought, I look mean as all get out. And some people are so standoffish, and I'll smile at them, and I'll say, here, I'll take that for you, or I'll help you, or here, I have an extra 25 cents if you're short. And they look, and you can see their face change. These are people that do not look like me. Because society has become so hardened to everything when we actually do something that's unexpected, how quickly those walls come down and they smile back and say, thank you. And then some people, I've seen them again on the parking lot, and they'll run over and say, excuse me, you helped me when I was in the store. I just wanted to do blah, blah, blah. You give them a quarter, they may give you back a dollar. Say, I found it in my car. It's a simple process. It's a simple process. We just need to try it. Thank you. Two words, thank you. You'd be surprised what would happen. This week's inspirational vitamin comes from 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Give thanks in all circumstances, all circumstances. Thank you, guest in the call query. Thank you, guest 59. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your support. Thank you. Thank you. I've been doing this for a couple of years now, and so many people have gotten shows that have come along, and some are still in the planning stages. But they're very grateful that I was willing to share the secrets of the trade and how to make things work. I enjoy giving back. There's room at the top for so many people, but we cannot get there if we forget to be gracious and show gratitude. Thank you. That's our lesson for this week. See how many times you say it. Don't worry about people who won't say it back. That's their cross to bear. Their circle will become complete in their lives. You say it because it draws the positive energy to you. It helps your soul to feel good. It helps your spirit to shine. Do not worry about getting it back. You say it and you mean it. Say it and mean it. I want you all to just sit back for a while and just think about it. Think about your life and what you've done. Have you been mean to people? Mean-spirited? Have you felt entitled? Have you done any of that? It's still pretty fresh in the new year, so we all have that chance to change. We're going to give you a few moments to just close your eyes and think about that. Just relax for a few moments. And let the music guide you. Just relax. Close your eyes. Let's take some deep breaths. Inhale. Now exhale. One more time, inhale. Now exhale. Lie back, close your eyes. Let everything go. Let it all go. I incorporated some extra time into our show. So I want us to just lie back and reflect on our lives. Think about all of the ways that you've been drawing and attracting negative energy into your life opposed to the positive. Saying thank you, being grateful, being appreciative, smiling at strangers, smiling at family members, learning how to talk it out instead of yelling. People's perceptions of you are going to be whatever they are. But for you, do not let them control or change you. Learn how to draw that positive into your heart, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Just lie back and listen to the music for a few moments. And just reflect. even after the show, when the show ends, rather, just remember to continue to reflect and figure out ways to attract the positive energy into your life, saying thank you for all circumstances. It's just a small piece of the puzzle. You know, this year, our entire theme is Loving Me in 2013. It's time for a change, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for a change. We have to change. In order for things to get better in our lives, we have to change. Take the time to do that. Figure out how you can make the change in this world. Figure out what you can do to draw that positive into your life. You know, Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio and the Sunday Morning Meditation is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is an IRS-recognized 501c3 nonprofit. If you'd ever like to contact or support us or get involved, there's several ways you can reach us. You can reach us by writing to us at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. You can also email us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org or Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio @gmail.com. Or if you'd like to write to me personally, my address is mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. If you need someone to listen and not be judgmental, our number is 202-618-2556. And of course, if you're on Facebook, join us at Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. And if you're on Twitter, we're Wall_Foundation. And you can also find my support group, Relationship Recovery, on Google+. Before I go, as always, with our weekly mantra, I'd like to pray each of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. But I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray each and every one of you strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. We have some wonderful shows coming up next week. Our Saturday evening show, Healing Through Hurt, returns at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, U.S. Next week, I will be interviewing Ms. Tori Lee. She's an up-and-coming, wonderful, wonderful singer. A lot of times, so many of us, we join on any bandwagon, but I'm the type of person who believes in listening to the lyrics and song, and this young lady has a story to tell. Then in 2 weeks, my special guest will be Patrick Doty. He was raped by notorious serial killer John Wayne Gacy in the men's room of a department store on a winter's morning. And Patrick will be talking about that experience, and he's written a memoir about the abuse and the bullying he endured from an older brother throughout his childhood and adult life. So join me on April the 20th when I'll be speaking with Patrick Doty. And of course, next week on April the 13th, Tori Lee will be my special guest for a regular Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio show that airs Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And of course, I'll see you all back here next Sunday for our regular scheduled Sunday morning meditation, where we continue our series in the Loving Me and 2013. Think about it. Reflect on your life. What are you doing with it? Are you just existing or are you living? Existing and living are two different things. Live. Enjoy every second, because I have yet to see that we get a chance to come back and do it all over again. Yes, I've had my NDE or near-death experience. I was there. And if you ever doubt it, when they say that your life flashes before you in your final moments, it does. And this is when so many people will be reminded of all the dirt they did. And I can tell you, my life flashed. And at the end, I was more defiant because I wasn't ready to go, because I knew that I had things left to clean up. But in the end, I stood strong and I was ready. And the minute that peace came over me, the voice came in from my right side, came in through my right ear. I remember it clearly as it happened a few moments ago. And it said, my job wasn't done. Not today. I had to get up, get dressed, and get to the doctor. I was ready to go. There's a peace that comes over you that words cannot describe. And I don't know if it happens this way for everyone, but it did for me. You'd have to experience it when your time comes. And if you've done a pretty good job of living, it's not going to be that bad. It's going to be beautiful and wondrous. But I thank my Maker for giving me a chance to come back. Because I do realize that my job isn't done. And for that selfish moment, I was ready to go. Just walk away. Because I'm tired too. There are days when I'm tired. I'm not used to being at this level that I'm at now. But you know what? I know that right here is where I need to be right now. Because it's giving me a chance to fine-tune my mission. So my sun shines, just remember, shine. Never allow the rain to dampen your day. Dance in it. Dance and don't care who's watching. Be thankful for the rain. Be thankful for your umbrella. Be thankful for your clothes. Be thankful for your job. You may not like it. It may not be where you need to be. Be thankful that you have it, and be thankful that you're in the right mind where you can figure out where you want to be, and be thankful that you can put a game plan into effect and start fine-tuning your resumes. Be thankful that you have people who are probably willing to help you if you open up and let them in. Humble yourself and let them in. I'm thankful for the good and the bad in my life. Because each piece is an intricate part of my mission and my life cycle and circle. Without each piece, my circle would never be able to be completed. So many of us live and die with an incomplete cycle. Life is a cycle all to itself. Living is the cycle within the cycle. We can't live if all we're doing is bringing and attracting negativity. So I thank you for being here. I thank the constructive criticism. I thank the destructive criticism. Because there are a lot of hurt people out there, and they're masking it in their actions. Just remember, give thanks, a simple thank you goes a long way. I'm turning the show back over to our music. Lie back. Keep your eyes closed. It's, 6:43 here. So most people, they're about to get started to go to their houses of worship. Some are getting up. They're getting ready to take care of their children, get breakfast going. While others, in other parts of the land, are on their way to bed, and some are pretty much in the middle of their day. Smile, show gratitude, and give thanks. It will make your day so much better. Until next week, I pray each and every one of you enough. Oh, what a feeling it is to have this sense of calm. We can always change and turn around our negative ways. That doesn't mean allow all of the people who've hurt you back into your life. And sometimes you love them enough to let them go, because they'd only bring more grief. But be thankful for the lesson that they taught you, because out of that lesson, you have earned and gained your strength and courage to be able to move forward and not look back. That's what this show is about. That's what life is about. Life is a lesson. When we cease to learn, we cease to exist, and then we go backwards. And I like to say we go backwards straight to the grave. And sometimes when I say that, I don't mean in the literal sense. I mean some people are walking and talking, and they're dead inside. So be thankful for all circumstances. And I thank you for being here. And I hope you enjoy your week. Do something positive. God gave us the ability to change for ourselves, to make things better. It may not happen in our timeline, but it's going to happen with dedication and hard work. Believe me, I know. You're such a precious commodity on the face of the planet. All you have to do is realize it. Do not deal with the cream of the crap. You are worthy of the cream of the crop. Say this to yourself every day in the mirror until you believe it. And see how quickly things will start to turn around. They may not be some big, humongous change, but you'll see small changes. But in order for us to change others, we have to change ourselves. So I thank you for being here. Lie back for a little while longer and enjoy the meditation and reflection. And I'll see you here Saturday evening at 9 p.m. for the return of Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. And, of course, Sunday morning for a Sunday morning meditation. I'm Maria Wall, praying each and every one of you enough. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday morning meditation. I hope you've been enjoying my musical selection for today. It's from the Wellness for Women series. This is the Stress Relief CD. It's music for your mind, body, and spirit. Until next week, as always, thank you so much for all of your support. I've said this before. Each one help one. If I can help one person in this world, then it's still a job well done. But for me, I know that I have touched the world in such a large way. I'm still in shock and awe every single week when I get back all of the reports or I hear from someone in another country. And of course, people right here on our own soil. It still amazes me. Who was it, Sally Field, that one year at the Oscars, I believe she said, "You like me. You really like me." Well, I thank you so much for your support. It means the world to me. And in helping others heal, my journey of healing is continuing as well. So until next time we meet, I pray each and every one of you enough. This is Maria Wall wishing you all a wonderful week. And just remember, you have the power to change. This week, our topic was a simple thank you. And on that note, I thank you for all of your support in being here. And Lord willing, I will see you back here Saturday evening and, of course, Sunday morning for our regular scheduled Sunday morning meditation. Good night and good morning and good afternoon, world. I will see you again soon.